Jacques-Paul Klein is the United Nations Special Representative for Liberia. He's been monitoring from New York the arrival of the Nigerian soldiers in Monrovia. He says those troops, under the banner of the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, are just the first step in the peacekeeping process.
If ECOWAS can establish a modicum of security on the ground, we will then send in an assessment team from all the humanitarian agencies to look across the spectrum, demilitarization, the policing, healthcare, whatever you can imagine. They will take about 2 weeks because they're 30-40% of Liberia that no one's been into for a number of years. So they bring back the assessment. It takes a week to write it up. And then we actually go to the Security Council because as of the moment, we don't have a mandate. Then the Security Council hopefully would give us a strong Chapter 7 mandate, which basically means demobilization, demilitarization, and helping a technocrat government to function and then have an election down the road.
And, well, right now under the mandate, the Nigerian peacekeepers that are on the ground are allowed to fire on rebels or loyalists to Charles Taylor to protect themselves or to
Absolutely.
Protect civilians. Will the same be true of the UN forces?
Absolutely. Even more so, I think we'll have an even stronger mandate to really demilitarize, to get people's weapons, to get the weapons out of the hands of these children who are running around with them, firing randomly, and stopping the carnage once and for all. In other words, to really have an authoritative structure that controls the country. Now, I must say here that it's largely due to the Secretary General's personal involvement, I mean, his own commitment, and President Obasanjo from Nigeria. We're working here without a mandate. We're working here without a lead nation. This was all kind of cobbled together within the past 2 weeks to at least get someone on the ground and establish a modicum of security.
But since the ceasefire is not held and since combat continues, this peacekeeping force actually sounds more like a combat mission.
It's not combat that's happening. What you have is thugs, gangs. There's no discipline. There's a breakdown of leadership. They don't even have command and control of their own. I wouldn't even call them troops. You know, they're ragtag gangs of criminals. And that's what we need to stop. We need to stop these people from imposing themselves on the people of Liberia. In a sense, I don't know how to put this, we owe Liberia. I mean, Liberia is a country that during World War II declared war on the Axis powers at our request, that is the United States. In 1942, we asked to build a major airfield, Roberts Field. That means all those aircraft that flew from the United States to Brazil flew to Liberia and then to England. This is a country over the years that has done a lot for us, has now fallen on very hard times thanks to gangsterism. And at some point, we do have an obligation as an international community to put a stop to this and give these people a better future.
What role will the U.S. play in this ongoing peacekeeping mission? And will it be possible to bring peace and security to this country if the U.S. does not take on a rather muscular role?
Well, the president, I was very pleased by the press conference last week where he said a limited number of troops for a limited period of time. And the scenario was always that ECOWAS would have to demonstrate, that is, the West Africans themselves would have to demonstrate sufficient force on the ground to be credible. And that would, quote, trigger a U.S. decision. That decision, as far as I know, hasn't been made yet.
And now to Mr. Taylor. The Liberian President Charles Taylor has set a date for his departure. That's next Monday, August 11th. But at this point, it's not clear that he actually plans to leave the country. And he's floated some new conditions for his exit, suggesting that he would only leave if the indictment for war crimes in Sierra Leone was dropped. What can and should be done to make sure that he steps down and to ensure that he's prosecuted for these crimes?
Well, let me be somewhat undiplomatic. Mr. Taylor is a psychopath and a pathological liar. So I don't know whether what he says at any given time can be given any credence whatsoever. Now, I would say to him, very bluntly, take the Nigerian offer while it's still on the table, because that offer will not stay on the table that long. And then you will be, if you're arrested, sent to Sierra Leone to the International Court. So that's his option, and he better think about that very, very carefully.
What if he doesn't exercise that option? What if he decides to hold out and stay in the country?
Ultimately, I will have a mandate, the same mandate I had in Eastern Slavonia. And in Eastern Slavonia, we brought in the first indicted war criminal, that is the United Nations. There's no reason why we can't do that in Liberia.
So if he doesn't leave, he will be shown the door. He will be forced out.
If I have the mandate, he will be sought out, arrested, detained, and moved to Sierra Leone for trial.
Mr. Klein, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jacques-Paul Klein is the Secretary General's Special Representative for Liberia, and he's the coordinator of the United Nations operations in that country.